are playing in southern areas to try to get away from nasty weather. But, you know, we know here living in Arkansas that if you're going to get some nasty weather that involves snow or wintry mixes, chances are it'll be up in northwest Arkansas. Of course, New Orleans is further south than here. Then again, you know, the Razorbacks don't go on the road very often before the SEC schedule starts. It's just nothing that Coach Van Horn has done very much. They sometimes start the season with 14 straight home games, which, you know, it's great for your fans. I'm sure it, you know, gets your team in nice comfort level. But at the same time, you do want to see what it's like for a team to go on the road more than once, I think, before you start playing some of your really big opponents.
Back to basketball for a moment. Arkansas tied for fifth right now in the SEC standings. The week ahead looks like this. Tonight, LSU's at Tennessee. Florida's playing at Missouri. Pretty interesting matchup there. And you've got one team ranked now in the top 25 in the SEC. So the numbers continue to dwindle as far as the potential for teams to make the NCAA tournament out of the SEC. Kentucky, by most people's estimation, is not going to make the NCAA tournament. Missouri and Ole Miss are still, at this point in most people's estimation, going to make the tournament. But a lot of teams with some work to do. And look, Alabama can help itself and play its way in, probably. They're sitting at second in the SEC right now at 9-3, 17-8 overall. Ole Miss 8-4. Kentucky's 8-4, 17-8 overall. So Kentucky, again, we'll see if they can rebound sooner rather than later from the Noel injury. And if they don't, they're going to be in trouble. Wednesday night's games, Ole Miss at South Carolina, Mississippi State at Alabama. So that should be, I would think, Alabama will be heavily favored to win that game. A&M's at Auburn and Vanderbilt's at Kentucky, and then Arkansas and Georgia, the lone game on Thursday night. That's an ESPN 2 game. Let's get Chris in Heber Springs here. We're going to talk some Major League Baseball as we go through today as well, since we do have Phil here and got pitchers and catchers reporting. People are starting to talk. And
yeah, full workouts now.
The only baseball thing we've talked about the last 2 days, I think, has been the Justin Verlander's back on the market since Kate Upton and him are apparently not dating, or so Kate Upton says. Chris, what's up?
No, I'm just going to ask y'all a question. Specifically directed to Phil.
Shoot.
How do you think the college baseball game nowadays is affected the pro game?
How has the college game affected the pro game? Well, I think you see a lot of players that come out of the really good college ranks, and even some of the programs that don't get a lot of publicity, that are a little bit more disciplined. Know themselves a little bit better as an athlete and are a little more mature. And they've been coached. they've been coached by guys that take it very seriously. Not to say that, you know, in high school you're not going to take things very seriously. But I think that you see some organizations that try to lean on picking older, more developed players, collegiate players, and they don't spend that much time in the minor league ranks. If they're pretty good, you get guys that get up in the first year, maybe 2 years, and a lot of that has to do with their readiness coming out of some of the really good programs.
I was wondering is, on affecting the farm system itself, you know, do they consider it like a good thing or a bad thing? You know, to be honest with you, getting especially since in the farm system, you're actually working with wood bats. Well, of course, nowadays they've changed the bats.
That's right, and I think that's noticeable too. That the old lightning bat, as they used to call it, it's pretty easy to be able to hit a home run and inflate your statistics a little bit more than they should have been. The way the bat is made is different now. I think guys have a better idea of how to hit with a real wooden bat than ever before. I will say this thing, it doesn't matter how you change the the makeup of the bat, a metal bat still doesn't break or shatter at all, unless you take, something really sharp to it, I guess. But one of the big differences is the metal bat causes pitchers to be a little more afraid to pitch inside, which is a big part of being successful as a pitcher, is owning both sides of the plate. But if you pitch inside in college, a good fastball on the hands that could break a wooden bat often not just doesn't break the metal bat, but it gets blooped over the infielder's head and drops in front of the outfielder for a base hit. So, I mean, that might teach that pitcher that this pitch, which will be successful for you many times in the professional ranks, won't help you in college. But it's still, that's one of the things you got to learn how to do as a pitcher is how to pitch inside.
That's all I had as far as questions. Hey. Just dying. Okay, yep.
Chris, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. And it is official now. We just got the word from IMG that Arkansas is going to play two nine-inning baseball games today, 1:35 pregame. And, again, you can hear it on our sister station, 106.7, the Heartbeat 106.7. And I'm assuming they'll be staying on the air in between games. But 1:35 pregame, so 2 o'clock first pitch or 2:05 first pitch, I guess.
A couple of nine-inning games too, right?
Yeah, full games, so they're not going to shorten them. So Arkansas taking on New Orleans, and we'll talk more about the matchup coming up in a little bit here. Also talk some Sun Belt hoops and a little more about the Combine too, which, again, gets underway tomorrow in Indianapolis. 333 prospects at Lucas Oil Stadium. Wild times, without a doubt.
And there's room for all of them on the field.
Kevin.
Hey, buddy. What's happening?
Hey, buddy. What's happening with you? How are you?
Good. Man, am I the only one that is just completely shocked and amazed by the fall off of Kentucky this year? I mean, I kind of think I had it in my brain, I guess, that they were going to be like Alabama for the next 5 years. You know, the one and dones are going to carry them, and no one is going to be able to touch them. And, dude, they have fallen off. They have fallen off of the planet this year.
I think they were just starting to gain a little momentum, and then Noel went down with the injury. And, I mean, their record's not bad. I mean, I think if he had stayed healthy, they would have definitely been a tournament team. But eventually you would think, yeah. I mean, the one-and-done deal, when you can't build chemistry, you don't have guys together for 2 or 3 years, eventually you would think that would catch up to you on any given season. And we saw it a couple years ago when they had Cousins as an NBA player, although a very troubled one from an emotional standpoint. And,
right.
And they had, who was the kid? The guard.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. I can't think of it.
Remember, that was the one where Billy Gillespie was asked about him at halftime.
Right.
And anyway, so, I mean, they had a couple of really talented guys that win the first round. I think they ended up having three first-rounders maybe that year, minimum.
Yeah.
Maybe three lottery picks. But the bottom line is, you know, they didn't make the championship game. I don't even think they made the Final Four that year. So, again, you know, it's got to catch up to you eventually, I would think. As important as it is to have those elite players every year, occasionally chemistry will get in the way, or lack thereof get in the way, and I think that's what's happened this year. And then, you know, you throw the injury to Noel. I mean, they're 17-8. It's not like they're a bunch of scrubs. I mean, they're...
Well, that's true.
They've lost two in a row, and, you know, they lost Noel in the middle of one game. Then they got blown out of Tennessee, a Tennessee game that, you know, Tennessee played really well, plus Noel was out. And, you know, but the one thing that, if you're a Kentucky fan, concerns you is Calipari keeps talking about how... Jody Meeks, thank you, Ethan. The one thing that concerns you about Kentucky right now is that he keeps talking about how he can't coach these guys. He's saying it during the game, being overheard saying that. He talked about it in the teleconference yesterday. So this is an issue that is not going away for Kentucky.
That's starting to become the story.
Talking about Goodwin, you know, and I guess what shocked me the most was I flipped it over the other day during the Tennessee game, and I absolutely could not believe that they were down 35 points. I haven't seen a Kentucky team down 35 to anybody in 10 years.
I can't think of ever seeing it either.
I mean, it's crazy. I just wonder how long the Kentucky faithful and the administration are going to go with this one-and-done deal. I mean, two or three seasons of this, you know, losing 8, 9, 10, 11 ball games, or a couple of seasons without going to the tournament, Calipari's shine might be taken off just a touch.
Well, they had an idea of what they were getting into, and they brought him in. I don't know if expected everything to be one and done with a lot of the players, but do you think that Wildcat fans would take a national championship one season and then, you know, the next year maybe be on the bubble?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. I mean, the way those Kentucky faithful are, I mean, you know, two seasons in a row of either being on the bubble or not getting to the dance, his job's not going to look quite as good as it looks right now.
Yeah.
So that's all I got, boys. I just wanted to throw that at you. I appreciate you letting me in.
Hey, Kevin, let's not forget, too, there's a whole other wave of Kentucky superstars coming in. I think there are 5 McDonald's All-Americans.
Right.
4 of which are playing on Bobby Portis's team, I think, or 4 playing maybe on the other team, and then he's playing with one of them, too. I can't remember which way it is. But there's like 5 of them. I mean, look, he's going to get a whole other wave of them, so it's going to continue.
They're going to reload again, but again, it comes back to that chemistry thing. You know, if you got 5 superstars and they're all really, really great, but they don't have any chemistry, they'll end up like this year.
Well, they did have